Today's Amud is Ma'id Katan Gimel Amud Aleph. We're holding on Beis Amud Beis, 13 lines up from the bottom of the Amud, by the words Tanan Mashkin Beis Hashlachim. So we spoke so far about the first words of the Mishnah, which said that you're allowed to be Mashkin Beis Hashlachim on Chol HaMayid. That a field that needs your help, it's a davar ha'avid, if you don't water it, it's going to get destroyed, it's going to dry out. So you're allowed to water such a field on Chol HaMayid, because if you don't water it, it's a davar ha'avid, it's going to get destroyed, so there's such a heter on Chol HaMayid. The next word of the Mishnah is that you're Mashkin Beis Hashlachim b'mayid, Ubashvias, you're also allowed to water such a field during a Shemitah year. So that's going to be, for the most part, the focus of today's Amud. So says the Gemara, tonight we learned in our Mishnah, that you're mashkin beis hashlachin b'mayed ubashvias. That you're allowed to water a beis hashlachin, it's a davar ha'aved, you're allowed to water it on Chol HaMayid and also on Shemitah. So it says the Gemara like this, that Bishlam Amayid, I understand that on Chol HaMayid there's a heter of Davar Aved to water the field, Misham Tirchahu, Ubimakim Seida Sharu Rabbanan, because the whole Isser of Malacha on Chol HaMayid is only because of Tircha. Whether it's Daraisa or Durabbanan, the Yisayid of the Isser is because of Tircha. And being that the Isser is because of Tircha, and we don't want a person to be distracted from Simchas Yamtiv, to be Tireach the whole day of Chol HaMayid doing Malacha and then not enjoy his Yamtiv. So therefore, when you have a Davar Avid, Makim Seda, the Rabbanan were Matir. Because then, by refraining from doing Malacha, that's going to take away from his Simchas Yamtiv. So that makes sense. And even if Malacha and Chol HaMayid is Asim Daraisa, the Gemara in Chagiga says, in Masra Nadavar Lechachamim, that the Torah gave the Rabbanans the right to be able to choose which malachas are asr and which malachas are mutter. So therefore this makes sense. And on Chol HaMayid that the Rabbanan would give a heter to perform malacha for a davar aved, then it makes a lot of sense. We could understand such a thing. However, says the Gemara, Ela b'shvias, but on Shemitah, bein l'man d'amar mishum zayreya, ubein l'man d'amar mishum chayresh, but on Shemitah, whether you say that watering a field, whether you say that that's included in the malacha of chayresh, or whether you say that that's included in the malacha of zayreya, and previously we brought a machlekes about this between Rabbi and Rav Yosef, that Rabbi said watering is considered chayresh, it's softening the ground, and Rav Yosef said it's considered zayreya, because the tachlis is ultimately to make things grow better. So we brought a machlekes if watering is considered chayresh or zayreya. But either way, whatever it is, you're not allowed to be chayresh or zayreya on Shemitah. That's an issa d'araisa. Says the Gemara, Ubein l'man d'amar mishum chayresh, Zariya v'charisha b'shvias mishari. Are you allowed to be zayreya or chayresh on Shemitah? That's an issa d'araisa already, the Ran explains. That's an issa d'araisa. It doesn't make sense that there would be a heter of davar aved. Bishlam on Chol HaMayid, even if Chol HaMayid malach is asa midaraisa, fine, but masna davar l'chachamim. The chachamim could choose what's aser and what's mutter. It would make sense that they would give a heter for davar aved. But Shemitah, it's not masna davar l'chachamim. It's just a straight out issa d'araisa. So how could there be a heter of a davar aved on Shemitah? You're not allowed to be chayrish. You're not allowed to be zayreya. So what's the heter to water a beis hashlachin? That's the Gemara's kasha. So says the Gemara, Amar Abaye. Abaye says that b'shvias, the Gemara is going to bring two terutzim. So Abaye is the first terutz. That Amar Abaye, b'shvias b'zman hazeh, v'rebihi. No, it's not true. You're assuming Shemitah is d'araisa. You're technically right. But nowadays, Shemitah is only midrabanan. Nowadays, perhaps because we don't have Rav of Klal Yisrael, or maybe because we don't have a base of Mikdash, Shemitah nowadays is midrabanan. And therefore, it's being that the Malach is only asr midrabanan, the Chazal gave a heter for davra of it. The Rebbe he and the Tana of the Mishnah is Rebbe who Taka says like this that nowadays Shemitah is midrabanan. And says the Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, meaning where do we find this Shita of Rebbe that Shemitah sometimes is not midaraisa? The Tanya, we learned in the Braisa that Rebbe Oimer v'zed davar Shemitah shamut. The pasuk says v'zed var Shemitah shamut. So the pasuk seems to be describing two different Shemitahs. Shemitah shamut b'shtei Shemitahs akasim medaver acha Shemitahs karka v'acha Shemitahs ksafim. So medayik from the pasuk that the pasuk's talking about two things that are rested during a Shemitah year. What are the two things? It's referring to Shemitah's Karka, the fact that you're not allowed to work the ground. V'acha Shemitah's Ksafim, which refers to the fact that loans get canceled during Shemitah. Shemitah cancels all loans, assuming you didn't write a prizbal. So Shemitah cancels the loan. So from the fact that the Pasuk puts the two Shemitahs together, we darshan that Bizman Sha'ata Mishamid Karka, Ata Mishamid Ksafim. That during the time period when you're Mishamid Karka, when you're Mechuyev, to let the ground rest, so you also have this mitzvah that of Shemitah's Ksafim, that loans get cancelled. Ubizman Shi'iyata Mishamid Karka, Iyata Mishamid Ksafim. And during a time period where there's no Shemitah's Karka, there's also no Shemitah's Ksafim. So now, we don't see anything about from Rebbe that nowadays Shemitah's Midrabanan, but we do see from Rebbe's statement that there is such a concept of Shemitah being Midrabanan. There's such a time period called Bizman Shi'iyata Mishamid Karka. There's such a thing as a time period where there's no Shemitah, at least Midaraisa. So that's what the Gemara is saying. You see that Rebbe holds of such a concept. When is that? It's nowadays. It's nowadays. That's when Shemitah is Midrabanan. And says Abaye, that's the teretz to our kasha. We wanted to know, how could Chazal give a heter to water a base ashlacha, and who cares if it's a davar aved? There's an issa daraisa to water the field on Shemitah. The answer is that it's not true. Nowadays it's only an issa derabanan, and the Rabbanan gave a heter for a davar aved. Rava Amar, Rava says a second teretz, that you're not limited to making a nukimta, that the Tan of our Mishnah is Rebbe. Afilu Tema Rabbanan, the Tan of our Mishnah could even be the Rabbanan. Yet Avais Asar Rachmana, Tolda Isloi Asar Rachmana. You're assuming that watering your field is Asar on Shemitah. It's not true. Even though Chayresh is Asar on Shemitah, and even though Zaireya is Asar on Shemitah, but to water your field is not Asar Midah Reis on Shemitah. Because the Torah only Asar Avais, things that are Avais on Hilchei Shabbat, things that were done in the Mishkan, the exact malacha that was done, avos, so those malachas are asr on Shemitah. However, malachas that are only similar to malachas that were done in the Mishkan, they're toldais, so those are not asr midaraisa on Shemitah. It's asr midarabanan, but it's not asr midaraisa, being that it's not asr midaraisa, it's only asr midarabanan, so then we could understand that Chazal gave a heter for a davra aved even on Shemitah. Now, where do we know it from? That toldais are not asr midarais on Shemitah. The chsev, as the pasuk says, ubeshana hashviya shabbos shabbos niya laaretz sadochol leisizra v'goymer. Really, you have to see the whole pasuk. The pasuk says sadochol leisizra v'charmechol leisizmar. So it seems to be redundant. It's telling us two malachis which seem to be basically the same. It says you can't plant your sada and also your kerem. You can't be zaymer, which is also zayreya. And as safiyah kitzircha leisiktzur v'sinvin zirach. And then it also uses two expressions of harvesting. It says you can't harvest your grain, you can't harvest your grapes. So the pasuk seems to be very redundant. So ask the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Michti, Zmira bichlal zaria. Zmira is what you do to a vineyard, is the same equivalent as zaireya in a field. It's the same malacha. Zmira is bichlal zaria. It's the tolda of zaria. Ubitzira bichlal kitzira. And bitzira, which is harvesting your grapes, so that's just the tolda of kaitzer. It's a tolda of being kaitzer, your tfuah. So my hilchasa kasvinu rachmana. So why does the Torah have to specify these things? Once the Torah told us you're not allowed to be zaireya, and you're not allowed to be kaitzer, so then it goes without saying that you're not allowed to be Zaymer, and you're not allowed to be Beitzer. Those are told us of the Malachis of Zaireya and Kaitzer. So why does the Torah have to specify these told us? It's Lameimra, it's coming to teach us the Ahani told us Mechayiv, Achran Yasa, Loi Mechayiv. That you're only Chayiv for these told us that the Torah spoke out. Why specifically these ones, Sarchian, but you're only chayiv for these ones. You're not chayiv for any other toldos. So we have a drasha that limits the halachos of Shemitah, that which you have to refrain from doing malachos asada, it's only malachos that are avos, but not malachos that are toldos. And mamela, watering your field is only a tolda. There's no av of being mashkin, it's just a tolda. And mamela, it's only asa midrabanan, Chazal gave a heter for a davara aved. Ask the Gemara of Eloi, is that really true? You're not chayiv for toldos on Shemitah? On Shemitah, there's no iser to do a tolda? Is that really true? V'hatanya, but we learned in the Braisa. The pasuk says, "Sadecho leTizra v'Sizra v'Chaimecho leSizmor." Ainly el zeruah v'Zimor. From here, I only know about the tolda from the halachos of Zireya and the tolda of being Zimer Minayin. How do I know that when it comes to other malachos, which are toldos, that you're also chayy for them, such as Nikush Minayin leNikush? How do I know for Nikush, which is when you uproot the weeds leIdor, when you make holes in the ground and you soften the ground ulekisuach, and when you cut the weeds instead of uprooting it from the roots, you just cut it from the surface level? How do I know that you can't do these on Shemitah either? From the order of the pasuk, Saducha loy sizra, it doesn't say loy sizra saducha, it says Saducha loy sizra, we gedarshin Saducha loy, that you can't do any malachas, and it says also the same thing about karmacha, karmacha loy, we darshin from here, like kol malacha sheba saducha, for like kol malacha sheba karmacha. You can't do any sort of malacha in your fields, and you can't do any sort of malacha in your karam, in your vineyard. I mean, nayin shein mekarsimin, how do I know that you can't be mekarsimin, which is the same thing as a zimur, as a pruning by trees, ve'im mezardin, which is cutting the dry branches of the tree, ve'im mefaskin, and you can't support the tree, ve'im mefaskin be'ilon, tamolay mar sadach aloy, karmach aloy, again, like kol malacha shebe sadacha, like kol malacha shebe karmacha, you can't do any of these malachas. Minayin she'im mezavlin, that you can't fertilize, put fertilizer by the trees, ve'im mefarkin, you can't remove the stones that are by the roots of the tree, ve'im ma'avkin, you can't cover the roots of the tree with dirt, ve'im ma'ashnin be'ilon, and you can't smoke a tree. Smoking a tree means you can't put smoke underneath the tree, which will help you then kill the worms, which are going to affect the growth of the tree. How do I know you can't do any of these malachis, which are told us, obviously? Again, the drasha is, kol malacha sheba sadach aloy, v'kol malacha sheba karmach. You can't do any malacha in your fields, and you can't do any malachas in your vineyards. I might think that you're not allowed to be yakashkish underneath the zesim, which is the same malacha of idur, of softening the ground, just this is by olives as opposed to grapes. So I might think that you're not allowed to be yakashkish v'lo yadur tachas agifanim, and I might think that you can't soften the ground by the grapes. Now before we said that, you aren't allowed to soften the ground by the grapes. So either you have to take out these words. That's maybe the Ritva learns to take out these words. Rashi answers it up. And I might think also that you're not allowed to fill up the cracks of the tree with water. And that you can't make a ditch around the vine in order for water to collect over there. It says Sadecha leisizra. Now, Zeria, why does the Torah have to specify that you're not allowed to be Zireya, that you can't plant? The Torah already says Shabbos Shabbosin, that you can't do any malacha. So Zeria Bechlal Haisa, it was included in the general Isser that you're not allowed to do any malacha on Shemitah. V'lama Yatzisa, so why does the Torah specify that you're not allowed to be Zireya, that you can't plant? It's Lahakish Eleha. It's to teach us that the Isurei Shvias are similar to Zireya. Leimer Lacha, it's coming to teach us that Mazriya Miuchedes, what's special about Zriya, that it's Avaida Shebesada Vishabikarim, it's something, it's a malacha that you do both in the field and also by the vines. Af kol shehi Avaida Shebesada Vishabikarim. So too, the only malachis that are asr on Shemitah are malachis that apply both in the Sadeh and also by the Kerem. The malachis that we mentioned before, being Yikashkish Tachas Ezeisim, being Yimali Nekoyim Mayim, Ugyus Gefanim, those are malachis that either only apply by Gefanim or only apply by the Sadeh. They're not malachis that apply both in the Sadeh and in the Kerem, and Mamela, those things are Mutter. The bottom line, the reason why we brought this whole Braisa, is because it's clear from the Braisa that there is an Isser of Malacha on Shemitah even to do Toldais. So how could we have Rava saying that the Isra on Shemitah is only to do Avais, but Toldais are really Mutter Midaraisa? How could he say that we have a Braisa dashing from Sukkim, from a Pasuk, that no, that Toldais are Asr also? So says the Gemara, Midrabanan Ukra Asmach de Balma. And no, really Toldais are only Asr Midrabanan. Midaraisa, the Isra is only to do Avais, and not Toldais. Toldais are Mutter Midaraisa. We have this Braisa which dashes from a Pasuk, that you're not allowed to do toldais either. It's just an asmach de ba'alma, but really the iser to do toldais is only midrabanan. Now, the Gemara just has a kash on, as an aside, that we mentioned the kishkush, that kishkush on Shemitah is mutter. It said that yachol, that you're not allowed to be a kashkish, tachas azesim, kamash malon, that no, you are allowed to be yakashkish tachas azesim, you're allowed to soften the ground by the olive trees in order to facilitate their growth. So ask the Gemara, v'kishkush b'shvias mishari, is that really true, that you're allowed to soften the ground by the olive tree? V'aksiv, but the pasuk says, v'ashvias tishamtena unitashto, it says, that it's a double lashon of Shemitah, and we dash it from here, tishamtena milakashkish, unitashto milasakel, that you have to rest from being a kashkish and from being a sakel, from removing the stones from the tree. But you see, lahedya, that the braisa darshins from the pasuk, the pasuk, we have a drasha from this pasuk, that you're not allowed to be a kashkish. So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Ukva Bar Chama, Trei Kishkushei Havu. There's two different types of malachis that are called kishkush. Chad Evruye Ilane, V'chad Stume Pile. One of them, what you're doing is you're trying to soften the ground to help the tree grow, make it extra strong. Since you're just doing it Lavruye Ilane, just to make the tree extra strong, the tree doesn't really be'etzim need it, it just makes it better. That's Asar on Shemitah. V'chad stume pile. Whereas the other type of kishkush is where you're just closing up the cracks in the dirt that's by the tree, and then it prevents the tree from getting destroyed. So if ruye ilan is asr, but stume pile is shari. To make the tree stronger, that type of kishkush, that's what we darshan from the pasuk, that's asr. Before, when we darshan that kishkush is mutter, that was talking about stume pile, that was talking about just closing up the cracks to prevent the loss, that's mutter. And as an aside, that's how Rashi answers up those that have the girsa of lo yader tachas agifanim, that it's mutter to be yader, even though earlier in the brisa it said that idur is aser. Rashi explains that the idur that's aser is talking about ivurei ilan, and the idur that's mutter is talking about stume pile. Says the Gemara Viter now, that itmar hachayresh b'shvias. When it comes to somebody who plows on Shemitah, so plowing on Shemitah is aser. Now the shaila is just, are you chayiv malchus? Is everyone holds that it's at least an asay? The shaila is, is it considered a leis asay? So Rav Yochanan and Rav Elazar, they had a machlekes about whether it's considered a leis asay or not. The nafkamina would be whether you're chayiv malchus. Chad amar leike, v'chad amar eno leike. One of them said that you are chayiv malchus, it's considered a lav, and the other one said that eno leike, that you're not chayiv malchus, it's not considered a lav. So what's the machlekes? The Gemara has two possibilities. First, says the Gemara, that lema b'derav avin amar ravi la kamifligi. That l'chayra, they're having a machlekes about the statement of Rav Avin amar ravi la. The Amar Rav Avin Amar Rav Ila, Rav Avin said in the name of Rav Ila, a klal in all of Torah, that kol makom shenemar klal ba'asei uprap b'leis asei. Any time in the Torah you have one of the midos that the Torah is nedreshes behen is a klal pradu klal. So let's say you have a klal that the klal is an asei and the prat is a leis asei, which is what we have by Shemitah, because the Torah says ubashana hashvius Shabbos Shabbos. So that's a general rule that you have to let the fields rest. You're not allowed to do malacha in the fields, but it says it as an asay. It says Shabbos Shabbos and Yia La'aretz. It says that it should be rest. It should be a year of rest. Then the Torah says a prat, and it says it as in a way of a lois asay. It says Saducha lois izra v'charmecha lois izmar. It says not to do certain malachis, and then again we have a klal. It says Shnas Shabbos on Yel Aretz. So now the shaila is that when we have this klal pradu klal, so now we're going to include anything that's similar to the prat is going to be aser on Shemitah. But the shaila is this a regular klal pradu klal? Does it become a lois asay? So says Rav Avin Amar Rav Yila that Koma. Any time in the Torah that you have such a thing, that you have shenemer klal ba'asei, uprat b'leis asei, that the klal is written as an asei, and the prat is written as a leis asei, ain't done in oisai b'klal upradu klal. You don't done it as a klal pradu klal. And therefore, I'm not going to make charisha into a leis asei. That would be the nafkamina in our context. That I'm not going to make charisha into a leis asei. So manda amar like last later of oven amar avila. So the manda amar who says that you do get malchus for being chayresh on Shemitah, he obviously does not hold like Rav Avin Amar Rav Yila. And Uman Damer ain't like it, it's like Rav Avin. The man Damer who says that you don't get Malkus for being Chayrish is because he holds like Rav Avin. He holds that this is not considered a Klal Pradu Klal. And therefore you do not get Malkus for being Chayrish on Shemitah. says the Gemara, Lav Dafka Zetamachlaikis. I could tell you the Kuli Amalesa Rav Avin. I could tell you nobody holds of Rav Avin Amar Rav Ila. So now, if nobody holds of Rav Avin Amar Rav Ila, that means they do don it as a klal pradu klal. So says the Gemara, so man da Amar Laika. So the one who says that you get Malkus for being Chayrish, Shapir, that's self understood, because it's a klal pradu klal. And so now all Malacha is considered a Laisase. That makes a lot of sense. Uman da Amar Ino Laika. So the man da Amar who says that you don't get Malkus for being Chayrish, what would be the reason? Why wouldn't you get Malkus for being Chayrish? If it's a klal pradu klal, so why wouldn't you get Malkus? Amar lach, that man the Amar will tell you that michti, the same thing that we said at the top of the Amud from Rava, that zmira bichlal zriya, ubetzira bichlal ktzira, the Torah says not to do malacha, and it says, saducho le sizra, v'charmecho le sizmar. It says, ksviach ktzircha le siktsur, ves inve nizirecha le sivtsur. Each one, why is the Torah being repetitive? It's telling me the toldos of the malachis that I already know. It says you can't be zireya. It says you also can't be Zaymer. It says you can't be Kaitzer. It says you also can't be Baitzer. Lamai Hilchasa Kasvinu. Why does the Torah have to specify these toldes? Lamai Hilchasa Kasvinu Rachmana. Why does the Torah specify these toldes? Lameimar, to teach us that Ahani Toydos toldes hu de Mechayiv, Atolda Achrino Lay Mechayiv. It's coming to teach me that on other toldos, you're not chayiv on Shemitah. So the man da'amer who says that you don't get Malkus, it's because he learns that it's not even aser. There is no iser to be chayresh on Shemitah. Midaraisa. It's aser midarabanan. But there's no iser daraisa. That's why there's no Malkus. Now the truth is that chayresh is an av. Chayresh is not a tolda. So how could this man da'amer tell you that the reason why you don't get Malkus for being chayresh is because toldos are not aser midaraisa? What's that going to help you? Chayresh is one of the alamit. So how's it going to help you to say that you don't get Malkus for Toldos? So the Marsha earlier explains that on Shemitah, Chayrish would be considered a Toldah. Since it's not Lehedi in the Torah, it doesn't say anything about being Chayrish. So therefore on Shemitah, Chayrish would be considered a Toldah. And being that we find that the Torah was only Mechayah for the Toldos of Zoymer and Beitzer and all other Toldos, Midaraisa or Mutter, so that's why this Manda Amar holds that Chayrish does not get Malkus. Now the Gemara is going to repeat the same Shakavatari that we had before. That Velay, is that really true? That on Shemitah there's no Isser Midaraisa of Toldos? Vatanya, but we learned in the Braisa, Mamish repeating everything we said before. The Pasuk says, Sadachole Sizar Vachamachole Sizmar. Ainli, Elazeru of Azimar. From here I only know that there's an Isser to be Zoireya in Zoimer. Minayan Le Idur Le Kishkosh Le Kisuach. How do I know you have an Isser of Idur Kishkosh and Kisuach? Tamun Leimar Sadachole Karmachole. It says, like, you can't do any of these malachis. How do I know you can't do any of these malachis? You can't do any of these malachis. How do I know that you can't do any of these malachis? Tamu leimer sadachalai karmachalai. That kol malacha sheb sadachalai, the kol malacha sheb karmachalai. You can't do any malacha in the sadeh, and you can't do any malacha in the kerem. Agav, as an aside, the Ritva explains that the reason why the Braisa breaks it up is because it's putting them into categories. Each of these malachis are together with their category. Be'etzem, we could have said all of these malachis all together in one shot, but the Braisa wanted to break it up in categories. Yachla yikashkesh tachas azesim, v'lo yadir tachas agifanim, v'lo I might think you can't do any of these malachas. Zriya was included in the general iser of Shabbos Shabbosayin. So the Torah specified it in order for us to make a hekesh. Just like Zriya is something that you do both in the Sada and in the Kerem. So too, the only malacha that's aser on Shemitah, the toldos, the things that are aser, are things that you do both in a sada and in a kerem. Bottom line is that you see that you are chayiv for toldos on Shemitah. So how could you tell me that on Shemitah there is no iser of toldos? And that's the pshat and demand Amar who says that you don't get malchus for chayrish, for being chayrish on Shemitah, because midaraisa there's no iser of toldos. Here we have a braisa which seems to be pretty clear that toldos are aser midaraisa. Darshan's it from a pasuk. Says the Gemara, again, the same teretz as before, midarabanan ukra asmach de ba'alma. They know really toldos are only aser midarabanan. There's no iser daraisa to do a tolda, and that's why there's no malchus for being chayrish. The braisa darshan's it from a pasuk. It's just an asmach de ba'alma.